To thesportstalknetwork.com. This is the Steve Callis Show on sportstalknetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at sportstalknet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, November 7, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio at SportsTalkNetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at SportsTalkNetwork.com. Have a lot to do today. Yesterday, of course, Barack Obama gets a chance for his second term as president. At the same time, almost as important or more important to people on the East Coast, another nor'easter is coming in. Not as bad as Superstorm Sandy, but everybody already gearing up for what's been categorized as insult on top of injury. Very difficult already, even in the Bronx where I live. It's starting to get bad out. But we'll plunge forward with the sports. Hoping to keep power the entire show. But again, looking back, Barack Obama gets a second chance. Mitt Romney, I guess, just alienated too many people with his 47% comment, among other things. We're not going to do politics here, of course, but seems to me that was the deciding moment of the campaign. I don't know if that's what the experts will say, but once that happened, I think he lost so many votes that it very well could have cost him the election, and that just shows you what a cell phone in the right spot with the right camera and the right tape recording can do, even to a presidential campaign, never mind a lot of other lesser things. But in any event, yesterday, really, you know, no football, no hockey yet. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll focus on the NBA for now. Three games yesterday. In Oklahoma City, you know, one of the early stories is James Harden averaging 35 a game for the Houston Rockets. They couldn't come to an agreement in Oklahoma City, and Harden, the rumor was it was only over $1 million a year, and Harden wanted the extra million, which is strikes me as bizarre on both sides, but whatever. So Harden is gone. They bring in Kevin Martin, who we've talked about certainly last year at least as a quiet star. Kevin Martin is an excellent player. He may not be James Harden in terms of explosiveness, but Kevin Martin can score the ball. He's a good addition to that team, although, again, I don't think he's James Harden. But yesterday, Toronto goes down to Oklahoma City to play the Thunder. The Thunder 1-2 before last night, but yesterday, Russell Westbrook shows what he can do, 19 points, 8 assists, and a steal in only 28 minutes. And Oklahoma City buries the Raptors, Oklahoma City 108, Toronto 88, Toronto falls to 1-3, Oklahoma City moves up to 2-2. Kevin Durant, another one, only playing 29 minutes, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Again, they don't have the explosiveness off the bench, but Kevin Martin yesterday, 15 points, 3 rebounds. He only plays 21 minutes. It was almost like they wanted to give everybody a half a day off. 6 players in double figures. Nobody on the entire team played 30 minutes. And 8 guys played at least 20 minutes. So you can see with Scott Brooks, a pretty tough NBA player, if you'll recall, little Scott Brooks, and now a very good NBA coach, especially having to handle, Durant's a superstar, handleable, but a guy like Westbrook, who's explosive both physically and mentally, sometimes just loses his cool. But Brooks has done a good job with Oklahoma City, and they'll get it going now. Again, I like Kevin Martin. He may not be James Harden, but he's a very good player that a lot of people just don't know. Oklahoma City 108, the Raptors 88, Valanciunas 18 to lead the Raptors. Bargnani, 16 for Toronto as well. But again, they got 3 guys in double figures. Kyle Lowry was hurt early in the game. They're a very good point guard. He only played 16 minutes. And that was probably the end of any chance Toronto had to win. Thunder, 108. Raptors, 88. A couple of other games in the NBA yesterday. Magic, a surprising 2-0 in my opinion, at the Bulls. And the Bulls win 99-93. I think the Bulls are going nowhere without, you know, their star Derrick Rose, who won't be back maybe until March. Having said that, they do have a good team other than him. And Luol Deng, Noah, Boozer, Rip Hamilton, Heinrich. You know, they got Taj Gibson off the bench. They still have a good team. Deng yesterday, 9 for 16 from the field for 23, 8 rebounds as well. Noah, who's going to have to score more in Rose's absence, 20 and 9 rebounds. Boozer, 12 and 8 rebounds. They do have the guys. They don't have the guys to get over the top without Derrick Rose. But the Bulls yesterday beat the Magic in Chicago. Bulls 99, Magic 93. Maybe you saw those pictures. The president was in Chicago, and he loves to play basketball. Apparently, he plays basketball on every election day. And when he does play basketball on election day, he wins. And apparently, that happened yesterday. Bulls 99, Magic 93. You know, the Magic are going nowhere. When you look at their roster, no Dwight Howard, and that really was, frankly, their team. They tried to build around Dwight Howard. Yesterday, Aflalo had 28 points. But again, when you look at their starting lineup, Aflalo, Moore, Davis, Vucevic, and Jones, J.J. Redick coming off the bench, you know, there's not a whole lot there. They fall to 2-1. The Bulls move up to 3-1, Chicago 99. The Magic 93. One other game in the NBA. Pistons in Denver to play the Nuggets. And again, same deal. You love the Nuggets. You love George Karl as a coach. He seemed to have been happy last year when Carmelo Anthony was traded. And he got half the Knicks team for Carmelo Anthony. But it's not going to be enough in Denver. They get their first win of the year yesterday in Denver. They beat the Pistons, who are still looking for their first win of the year. Denver 109. Pistons 97. Iguodala is the man in Denver now, and he's a borderline star, but again, I don't think the guy you want to put, he's not going to put a team on his back and carry them to, let's say, deep into the NBA playoffs. Denver 109, Pistons 97. Denver with six guys in double figures, and I think that's the way George Karl likes it, and Gallinari, who can score in double figures all the time, only had eight. But yesterday, Iguodala 17 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Again, a tremendous leaper, as you know. A good all-around player, a good defender. But I don't think Denver's going anywhere with this squad. Kenneth Faried, that rebounding machine, 15 points, 8 rebounds. Ty Lawson, a good NBA point guard, 15 points, 9 assists. But I don't think Denver has enough firepower. But they do have enough to get their first win of the year. They beat the Pistons 109-97. For Detroit, Greg Monroe, 27 points, 10 rebounds. And again, Monroe's a good player. Chauncey Stuckey's a good player. He had 17. But when you go through their starting lineup, Monroe, Stuckey, Maxiel, Tayshaun Prince, and Knight, you know, what is that in the overall scheme of the NBA? Really, frankly, not a whole lot. So the Nuggets beat the Pistons. Nuggets 109. Pistons 97. The Nuggets get their first win of the season. The Pistons are still looking for their first win. Again, frankly, two not very good NBA teams who, if they do make the playoffs, certainly will be, at least in my opinion, a one-and-done team. Want to go quickly to the NBA standings. Yes, it's early, but just to get a sense of, frankly, who's hot and who's not. The Knicks are off to a great start. They beat Philly back-to-back, home and home. They're 3-0. Brooklyn looked terrible in their first loss of the season. Brooklyn 1-1, Philly 1-2, Boston 1-2, Toronto 1-3. In the Central, Milwaukee a little surprising, off to a 2-0 start. The Bulls are 3-1. The Cavaliers, who I like to sneak into the playoffs, are 2-2. Indiana 2-2, and the Pistons 0-4. In the Southeast, Miami 3-1. And you have to expect Miami to make another run at the title, of course. Orlando, surprising, 2-1. But this is a very weak division besides Miami. Charlotte, 1-1. Atlanta, 1-1. Washington, 0-2. No John Wall yet for Washington. So they're not very good with John Wall. They're horrible without him. In the West, in the Northwest, Minnesota, 2-1. Oklahoma City, 2-2. Portland, 2-2. Utah and Denver both 1-3. In the Pacific, Golden State and the Clippers are both 2-2. Sacramento, Phoenix, and the Lakers finally get their first win. They're all 1-3. In the Southwest, San Antonio, who else, 4-0. Dallas 3-1, New Orleans 2-1, Memphis 2-1, and Houston 2-1. Southwest, obviously, so far looks like the strongest division, because San Antonio is a playoff team, Dallas is a playoff team. Houston, with that backcourt of Harden and Jeremy Lin, you don't know how good they're going to be, but they do have a very good backcourt. You know, everyone's going crazy and correctly about Harden averaging 35 a game, but Jeremy Lin is averaging 15.7 assists, 6 rebounds a game. We've talked about Jeremy Lin a lot since last February. The notion that he's not a very good NBA point guard is absurd. People just don't know. If you don't know that Jeremy Lin's a good NBA point guard, you're either blinded because he's an Asian American, or you just don't know what you're watching. But that's a heck of a division. Memphis could very well be a playoff team. Houston should be on the bubble. San Antonio and Dallas, obviously. Dallas doing it without Dirk Nowitzki. New Orleans, we'll have to wait and see, but they are 2-1, so those are your early in the season, just to get a sense of what's going on, early in the season NBA standings. Want to talk a little bit about the NFL. You know, the news out of Philly is that it's not if but when Andy Reid will get fired. Andy Reid has staunchly supported Michael Vick as his starting quarterback. I mean, the dream team of a year ago, and it's unfair to say that. I know Vince Young said that, but what could have been, at least in theory, the dream team a year ago, who, by the way, were playing great at the end of the year, and they were 8-8. If the Giants had lost their final game, Philly would have gone to the playoffs at 8-8. And given the way things ran out, you know, you don't even know if they could have made a run. But they've now fallen off a cliff. They're 3-5. The Cowboys are 3-5. The NFC East is not as good as I thought it would be. I thought they'd be much better. But again, the Giants losing to the Steelers at the Meadowlands this past Sunday, so they have 3 losses, so all is not lost. But as far as the Eagles go, Andy Reid said vociferously Michael Vick is still going to be the quarterback. Andy Reid's job is on the line. The reports out of Philly already are he's getting fired at the end of the year. The only question is he going to get fired earlier? Jeffrey Luria, the owner, before the season started, said he was looking for, quote, significant changes, close quote. Obviously, that hasn't happened. At 3-5, it doesn't look like the Eagles are going anywhere. Dallas, of course, we'll talk about Dallas later, but Dallas in the same boat. Frankly, the Eagles' biggest problem is they can't keep Michael Vick upright, and here's probably the most mobile quarterback in the history of pro football, but their O-line is not that good, and they have injuries on the offensive line. They're terrible in the red zone. They simply can't score touchdowns. Vick is still the quarterback, and it looks like Andy Reid's going down with Vick at the helm of the ship. Again, Andy Reid, a very good coach. He'll get another job if and when he gets fired, but the reports out of Philly is not if but when will Andy Reid get fired, and it wouldn't make sense, at least in my opinion, for them to make a coaching change in the middle of the season. Although apparently that's something that is at least being considered. Dallas in the same boat, essentially. Jerry Jones is delusional. I mean, apparently he was locked out of the locker room after the last game. The Cowboys fall to 3-5. Jones, as you know, the owner, president, and the GM, got off to a great start as an owner with those 3 Super Bowls in the early 90s. Now has been horrible the last 10, 12 years. Maybe even longer, but the Cowboys aren't going anywhere. You always look at them and say, oh my goodness, they're ultra-talented, but, and the but always being Tony Romo gets in the hole, plays great to come back, can't quite win the game, a turnover here, a fumble there, a bad interception. The Cowboys, like the Eagles, 3-5, that's good news for the Giants. And RG3, he hasn't fallen off a cliff, but he's kind of come back to the pack. You know, the Redskins beat the Giants twice last year without RG3, or as people say, RG1 Rex Grossman. But the Redskins have already lost to the Giants this year. So, Cowboys 3-5, Philly 3-5, Andy Reid on the hot seat, Michael Vick on the hot seat, Jason Garrett on the hot seat, Tony Romo on the hot seat. And now the rumors are, you probably heard about this, Sean Payton with his contract. Looks like he might be a free agent. He's probably going to go back and coach the Saints, of course. But there are now rumors that maybe Jerry Jones is interested in trying to get Sean Payton, who comes from that Bill Parcells tree, if you will, to come and coach the Dallas Cowboys next year. We'll just have to wait and see how that shakes out. Again, in the NFL of today, the MFL, Mediocre Football League, 3-5 doesn't take you out of a division race. Again, see the Giants last year, who won their division with 9-7 and then went on to win the Super Bowl. But Dallas and Philly haven't shown you a whole lot to think that they're going to get on a run to make it to the playoffs and then a run to the Super Bowl, as the Giants did last year. The Giants, you'll recall, were 7-7, finished 9-7, won their division, and would eventually go on to win the Super Bowl. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few other NFL notes. You know, the Steelers, I thought the Giants would beat the Steelers this past Sunday. They were down to their number three running back, Isaac Redman. All he did, of course, was rush for 147 yards against the Giants. So, as you know, it's in the trenches. Their offensive line played great. I didn't think they could push around the Giants front seven, but they did. But now this week is going to be a Mike Tomlin has riches at the running back position. Rashad Mendenhall is going to come back and be able to play. Jonathan Dwyer, who you probably didn't even know 3 weeks ago, rushed for 100 yards in his two games prior to this game against the Giants where he couldn't play. But this week, Mendenhall is ready. Redman, off that 147-yard performance, is ready. Jonathan Dwyer is back. And again, Tomlin essentially said, well, whoever produces the most will get the carries. Very interesting for the Steelers. Antonio Brown, their excellent wideout, is probably out with a sprained ankle. If you saw Mike Wallace run past the Giants secondary last week to score a huge touchdown, you understand that speed kills in the NFL and pretty much virtually everywhere else. But now running backs, rich at the running back position for the Steelers, who, as usual, have thrown themselves right back into the playoff picture. You know, again, an excellent coach, an excellent organization, Big Ben at the helm. But the Steelers are back in business. Quickly to the NFL standings. Now, we're at the midway point. We talked about the Patriots. They're 5-3. Their schedule the next 4 weeks is easy. They're going to win that division, barring some miracle. Miami has actually moved into second place. Tannehill getting great grades from the QB experts, the Dolphins 4-4, the Jets 3-5, looking for help. Is Mark Sanchez the answer? Doesn't look like they're going to go to Tim Tebow, but you're going to have to wonder whether they're going to have to scrap the Mark Sanchez era, which might have very well peaked after their first two AFC Championship game losses. They're 3-5, and the up-and-down Bulls are 3-5. In the AFC North, the Ravens, despite terrible injuries at the defense, they're going to rely on Flacco to be a little better, to step up, and he has been better. Ravens are 6-2. Steelers right back in at 5-3. Bengals, who I thought could be a playoff team, have dropped to 3-5. The Browns 2-7. In the South, Houston running away with that division. Well, a two-game lead over Indianapolis. Texans 7-1, Colts 5-3. And give the Colts a lot of credit. Andrew Luck's for real. The Colts only won two games last year. Everyone thought this would be a rebuilding year, and it may still turn out to be that, but the Colts at 5-3, and also in the wake of Chuck Pagano fighting cancer, you know his story if you saw those emotional pictures in his locker room after they won their last game beating the Dolphins. It was really emotional. He starts his second round of chemotherapy. I think he started on Monday or Tuesday of this week. Colts 5-3. Titans and Jaguars are both pretty bad. Titans 3-6. Jaguars 1-7. In the AFC West, the Broncos, you know, I picked the Broncos because of Peyton Manning. He has come back. He is very good. He's Peyton Manning. They're 5-3. The up-and-down Chargers are up and down. They're 4-4. The Raiders 3-5, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who I certainly thought would be better with Romeo Crennel at the helm, are 1-7. In the NFC, as we talked about, the NFC East, always a tough division. The Giants 6-3. The Eagles and Cowboys, as we talked about, 3-5. The Redskins, 3-6. Again, the Giants should win that division now, two games in the loss column, but they're going to have to play better. They can't really run the ball. They got run over by the Steelers this past Sunday in the Meadowlands, but the Giants in control of that division. NFC North, what can you say about the Bears? Best defense in football, a defense that scores. They're 7-1. Green Bay back in at 6-3. This is maybe the toughest division, certainly in the NFC. The Vikings at 5-4 and the Lions at 4-4 are both very good teams. But it looks like the Bears and the Packers will come out of the NFC North. The NFC South, the Falcons undefeated, 8-0. Right now it's going to go through either Atlanta or Chicago. They have a commanding four-game lead after eight games. That's pretty amazing. Tampa Bay 4-4. Greg Schiano, the former Rutgers coach, has done a good job. New Orleans trying to stay relevant. They're 3-5. I don't think they can make the playoffs, but, you know, if anyone can pull it off, it's Drew Brees. Carolina gets their second win of the year this past Sunday. They're now 2-6, but I don't know that you can expect them to be much more than 6-10, which is what they were last year. Out in the NFC West, San Francisco, my Super Bowl pick, despite getting hammered by the Giants at home earlier in the season. San Francisco 6-2. To me, it all depends on what Alex Smith can do. Alex Smith is going to have to become a better than game manager at quarterback. And the 49ers, if they get down a lot, it doesn't look like they can come back. Seattle, Pete Carroll doing a heck of a job. Russell Wilson, a pretty good NFL quarterback as a rookie. Seattle 5-4. The Cardinals 4-0, now 4-5. They've fallen off a cliff. And the St. Louis Rams are 3-5. Those are your standings in the NFL. A few other miscellaneous things to talk about. NHL lockout, day 53 today. They actually did resume talks yesterday, and the talks went so well that they're going to resume them today in an undisclosed location in New York City. Hopefully they can get something worked out. At the meeting yesterday, Commissioner Gary Bettman and a few owners, Donald Fehr, the former Major League Baseball guy for the union, had 13 players with him, including Sidney Crosby, so maybe it's getting serious. These guys maybe are looking at, yeah, we're killing the goose that laid the golden egg. We should be able to split $3.3 billion. Hopefully they get hockey going soon. Hockey is not a sport like football or even basketball that can survive. You know, when hockey's off the pages, only diehard hockey fans care. When football or baseball or basketball is off the pages, I think more than diehards care. So hopefully that'll get resolved. Quickly, the one legal note, ex-Penn State President Graham Spanier, who you kind of knew was going to get indicted down the road, has been indicted and charged last week with perjury, obstruction, endangering the welfare of children, failure to properly report suspected abuse and conspiracy for his actions or lack thereof in response to complaints about Jerry Sandusky. You know, you knew this was coming. It certainly appears from the emails, if you follow them through the whole Joe Paterno thing, certainly there seems to be emails that indicate that Paterno was able to turn off Spanier and Curley and Schultz to keep them away from doing anything to Sandusky, rather than they just kind of let him retire and then hang around the program, which is hard to believe, but apparently that's what happened. But Spanier also now has been arrested and indicted, so we'll just have to keep an eye on that. Again, this is all after-the-fact stuff. What remains is for the lawsuits of the victims to be settled and, of course, for these three guys to be prosecuted. In NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson now leads Brad Keselowski. Two races left in the chase. Jimmy Johnson up 7 points. In the two races that are left, he seems to do better at those tracks. Jimmy Johnson has won 5 of the last 6, as you know, so you have to like him going into the last two races of the season. Kansas State expects Colin Klein to start this Saturday. Klein, we thought, had a concussion. Somehow he's passed these tests and can come right back. K-State is at TCU. Number one Alabama playing at home against 15 Texas A&M this Saturday. K-State at TCU, Oregon at Cal, Notre Dame at Boston College. Four teams remain undefeated. And boy, that would be nice if you had a 14 playoff this year if they were all win out. I don't know that they will, but if they did, that would be a fairer thing than what's going to happen. It's going to be Alabama against somebody. One college football game last night, Ball State beat number 25 Toledo at Toledo 34-27. Finally, TV tonight, basketball, ESPN doubleheader, 8 o'clock Eastern, 76ers at Hornets, followed at 10:30 Eastern, Spurs at Clippers. If you're a college football diehard, one game on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock Eastern, Bowling Green at Ohio University. This is the Steve Callis Show, we're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.